Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. God bless you. I pray that you had a wonderful weekend. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you and I just thank you, Lord, for keeping our families. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us as only you can. Thank you, Lord, that your name is a strong tower and we are running in it and the righteous are safe in there. Lord, bless us. Hold us up. Encourage us today. Touch our minds. Deliver, save, set free. We pray for those that are being persecuted around the world. Lord, make a way of escape that they may be able to bear it. Lord, help us to better understand your word. Lord, create a revival in the land. Create a revival, and we claim it right now in the name of Jesus, that right now there is a revival brewing, Lord. Your spirit, like a rushing mighty wind, is here today, and that a revival is going to break out in the name of Jesus, and I look forward to seeing it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we had left off on Friday on verse 19 of John chapter 17, and we're going to read verse 20. It says, neither pray I for these alone. Now here we go. I don't pray for just those that are sitting with me, the disciples. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Through their word. Through those that go ye therefore and teach and preach the gospel, that when he sent out the disciples and they set the world on fire. And we're reading right now the book of John from close to 2,000 years ago was written. And we are believing on Jesus through John's gospel. Here is the manifestation of the word that we believe on Jesus through their word. We got the book of John. We got Luke, Mark. We got Joshua. We got Genesis, the first five books of the Pentateuch from Moses. We have Paul's words in here in 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Thessalonians, Timothy, all these words. Acts from Luke. We have many Hebrews. All the disciples and those that believed on the name of the Lord, they wrote gospels and we are reading them today. And we thank God for the original 12 disciples that Jesus sent out that started the church. And 2,000 years later, here we are reading this word and believing. And so his word, God's word, will not return unto him void, but will accomplish that which he has sent it to do. Here it is right here. We're living proof that their lives, their martyrdom was not in vain. All of them died a martyr's death except for John. All 11 disciples were killed for the gospel. But their living was not in vain. Their word was not in vain. Them following Jesus was not in vain. Them submitting themselves unto death and knowing that they would most likely die for the gospel's sake, I thank God for them. I thank God for them that they went that way. They didn't turn back. He who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God, is not fit for the master's use. They went ahead. I'm sure they struggled so hard. And some of it we read how they struggled. They had their problems. They had their issues just like we have them. They were destitute of things. They were hungry, shipwrecked, stoned, whipped, beaten. They were crucified. Peter was died hanging upside down. I mean, Paul was he was beheaded. Several of them were. But we have the gospel because God equipped them and he gave them to the world in order to that the world might be saved, those believers might be saved, and he is giving us to the world. And that's why a lot of people are still here today. Why? Because it is our responsibility to tell people about Jesus Christ. So I pray right now in the name of Jesus that this podcast goes out to millions of people, and that the word of the Lord be revealed in their lives. Lord, turn over the fallow ground, break up the fallow ground, that those that hear the word of the Lord will receive the word in their hearts and that they will be saved. Lord, those that are supposed to be saved, I know they will be saved. Lord, hasten your word. Hasten your word to them. Raise up people in the name of Jesus that are going to teach and preach the gospel, that are going to live for you in the name of Jesus and proclaim your word in truth. Not the ones that are going to be greedy for filthy lucre, as you call it, trying to get people to believe in them so they can spin us up like currency. I rebuke that spirit of Satan in the name of Jesus that is using the gospel in order to get gain, professing that godliness is gain. I rebuke that right now in the name of Jesus. Your word shall stand true. Lord, raise your people up in the name of Jesus. Raise them up. Raise them up that they may proclaim the gospel, Lord. You said the harvest is ready, but the laborers are few, Lord. Send the laborers that you do have out in the marketplace. Send them on the jobs. Send them out in the streets. Send them on the buses, on the trolley station. Send them in the airplanes. Send them on social media. Send them. Help us to use this technology for the gospel's sake in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh Lord. Help us to take back our cities, to take back our schools in the name of Jesus. Cover our children with your precious blood. Help us, oh Lord. Help us, oh Lord. We need your help, Lord. Stir up the gifts, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And I look forward to what you are doing, Lord. I am excited about the future because the future is going to be revival here. And I don't care what size it is, Lord, because your will be done. Your will be done. Lord, I welcome whatever you have. In the name of Jesus, bless your name, Lord. Touch your people on today. I felt led that we needed to go into prayer right there because there are things that are happening in our lives. And we need not lose sight on the fact that this world is coming to an end. It's not going to be forever. Peter said this earth shall melt with a fervent heat. It shall be burned up. And we don't need to be in this world grabbing, holding on to this world. We're walking through. We're pilgrims here. We are pilgrims here. This is not our home. We enjoy our lives while we're here, but this is not our home. But we live for God. That's what we do. We live for the Lord and let our light shine that those that see us may glorify our Father. Amen. That's what we're here to do. We're here to glorify God. Amen. That's what we need to do. So we're going to conclude today. I'm going to stop right there. I'm not even going to continue. We'll start on John chapter 17. We'll go back to verse 20, 21 in that area on tomorrow. God bless you on today. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That you might be saved and that you might continue. And if you're already saved, continue walking forward. Continue walking down the narrow path. Amen. Continue. Hold yourself up. Amen. God's got you. But you go ahead and walk up, dust yourself off, and keep it moving. Don't even worry. Be anxious for nothing, but all things by prayer and supplication, make your requests made known unto God. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.